This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant Friday against Russian President Vladimir Putin and Russia's Commissioner for Children's Rights on suspicion of unlawful deportation of children and unlawful transfer of people from the territory of Ukraine to the Russian Federation. In a video message, ICC President Judge Piotr Hofmanski said ICC judges have reviewed the information and evidence submitted by the prosecutor and determined there are credible allegations against Russia for the alleged crimes. In a statement, Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zarakova called the warrant meaningless, as Russia is not a party to the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court and bears no obligations under it, and said Russia does not cooperate with the body. In an interview with VOA's Russian service, Hofmanski said Russia's dismissals are irrelevant.
It is forbidden by international law for occupied powers to transfer civilians from the territory they live in to other territories. Children enjoy special protection under the Geneva Convention. The contents of the warrants are secret in order to protect victims. The ICC attaches great importance to the protection of victims, especially children.
From his Twitter account, Ukrainian prosecutor General Andrei Kostin said the decision by the ICC was historic for Ukraine and the entire international law system. Ukrainian presidential chief of staff Andrei Yermak said that issuing the warrant was only the beginning. In an interview with VOA, U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said he could not offer direct comment on the ICC decision, but said separate from that, U.S. President Joe Biden has been clear. The U.S. wants to make sure Russia is held accountable for any atrocities, war crimes, or crimes against humanity they're perpetrating in Ukraine. This is VOA.